Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's best country Froggy 101. He is going to be at Guitars and Stars tonight at the Scranton Cultural Center. Speaking of the stars, we are joined by Chase Matthew.
I got a star. That's a hell of an entrance.
Now there's something that's, I don't know if it's bugging me. It must bug you, because for weeks, months, people were calling you Chase Matthews.
Yeah.
And there's no S on your name.
It comes with a job at this point. I mean, I can see where it come from. You know, the Dave Matthews Band, or, you know, I get it. But it's actually my middle name, yeah.
Really? Yeah. So you don't care if people put an S on it?
Well,
or do you?
I'm gonna eventually make merch that says two T's, no S.
Cause there we go.
Always, dude, I'll tell you something more annoying than the S is when they put one T. Like math and then ooh. Like, yep. What?
They put one T, they put an S on there.
Yeah.
You're like a man of mystery. Now, will you correct people if they say Matthews?
Sometimes, if it really matters. But, you know, like if it's something that's going to be on national television, I probably will. And I'll do it right then and there, too. So it's funny at that point.
Just drop it on them.
But yeah, I mean, there has been times where it has gotten kind of annoying, I guess you could say.
So you're born and bred in Nashville.
Yes, sir.
Nashville boy.
Yeah, Tennessee guy.
So you're pretty tall. What are you, about 6'1"?
6'1", but with my lift kit on, I guess 6'3".
So was singing always the goal, or was there sports involved somewhere along the line?
No, dude, I was never a sports kid, man. I never played sports. I showed a little interest, you know, here and there, but I never really was into sports. I've always been a gearhead, so like...
Oh, there we go.
If it was sports, it was skateboarding and riding bikes and... you know, riding motorcycles. And
now, did that drive your coaches in your school crazy? Because they see the height, they're going, we could use this guy.
Maybe, but I feel like there was always somebody taller than me and probably more athletic. I was the dude that was more focused on music.
You know what I mean? So music, gearhead,
yeah.
Switching gears, no pun intended.
Yeah.
If you're working on a car, mm-hmm. What kind of car are you working on? Well, what would you say your specialty in cars?
I mean, anything, really. I was a mechanic for 6 years before I did this. So
really? Okay.
Yeah. And, like, I grew up with a bunch of junk cars and trucks. So, you know, poor boys got poor boy ways. You got to figure out how to fix them yourself.
We're here with Chase Matthew. My dream car is a white Chevy S10.
Okay.
That is my dream.
What year?
Anywhere between 97 and 02. It doesn't matter. I just want to. I had an 03 blue Chevy S10 in high school, and it's my favorite car of all time.
What year was it?
An 03.
Dude, I had an 03 that was green.
Green.
I know it was 04, but same difference. They look
the
same.
And ever since I got rid of it, all I wanted is a white one. So yeah. I'm always on the hunt, but I don't know how to work on cars. When you start getting those older cars, you got to be more careful about. You have to know what you're doing.
So you got to know what to look for, and, you know, if there's any leaks and where they're coming from and how. You know, crazy it'd be to repair them.
My acknowledge is I'll open the hood up and go, there's the engine.
There it is.
And there it is. There's a fixed jet.
It's got one in it. I guess it's fine. Yeah.
Now, were you working at like a big retail chain or were you at a little garage?
Yeah, I was actually working in a basement of a guy's house, and he had an ATV shop, and he sold used and new parts, and I just kind of helped run that store for a while. And man, it was such a blessing too, because I never had a job outside of that. So that was like my first job. And like, I took it serious straight out of high school. Like, I dropped out of high school sophomore year. So,
okay.
So, you know, I spent a couple years trying to do the homeschool thing, but ended up getting a job at the ATV shop where I used to buy my four-wheeler parts.
Okay.
And it was really cool, man. Shout out to Josh for giving me a job that was supportive of my dream.
Absolutely.
Man.
Right. From that dream, it gets into another dream. So when did you kind of figure out, you know what, was the music always there and you just kind of doing that like moonlighting, if you will?
Yeah, music was definitely always a part of my life. I grew up in a musical family, so I grew up playing in church, and I was like in the youth band and stuff. But my mom, my dad, my aunts, my uncles, my grandparents, like, dude, I'm not even kidding you. I have an entire family on both sides that's musically talented in one way or another, whether that's writing lyrics or singing them, like, or playing instruments or being on stage in ministry. Like, dude, it's crazy. And I thought that everybody's family was like that growing
up. They sure are. As someone that has no musical side in any of my family, it's not.
And growing up in Nashville, you think that, oh, okay, every town must have a Broadway, or a, you know, because you hear about Broadway in every city, you think, oh, okay, it's probably got live music, then just like Nashville. So you don't realize what you have at your fingertips, and I damn sure didn't. But I do now, man, and I'm just so blessed to be in the position
I'm
in.
How cool was it to hear your song on the radio for the first time?
Oh, nuts, bro.
Right?
Like, I probably wanted to pee myself.
I don't want to say you're going to pee yourself here tonight, but when you see Chase Matthews, please do your best. What do we expect tonight?
It'll be fun. It'll be a fun party with two acoustic guitars and my buddy Connor. He plays on the road with me, and I drug him out here. We're going to go throw a party for y'all on two acoustic guitars the same way we used to do in them dive bars. Let's do it.
We love it. Chase Matthews here tonight for Guitars and Stars. We can't wait to see you here.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.